in this bulletin. The French president says his country is ready to rebuild its bilateral relationship with Australia. Victorian Nationals MP Darren Chester confirms his intention to contest Barnaby Joyce for leadership of the party. And in tennis, cricketer Andrew Simmons to be farewelled at a public memorial after his untimely death earlier this month. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The French President Emmanuel Macron says his country is ready to rebuild its bilateral relationship with Australia following the election of a new government. The French Presidential Palace has released a statement congratulating new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on his election victory. Relations between Australia and France reached an all-time low last October when Mr. Macron accused former Prime Minister Scott Morrison of lying about the termination of submarine contracts. Now, Mr. Macron says that after the severe breach of trust by Mr. Morrison, he has agreed with Mr. Albanese to rebuild the relationship based on trust and respect. He says a roadmap will be established to structure this new agenda. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China remains the world's most serious long-term challenge to the international order, despite Russia's war with Ukraine. In a much-anticipated speech at George Washington University, Mr. Blinken outlined the Biden administration's China policy, including a three-pillar approach to compete with Beijing in a race to define the 21st century's economic and military balance. He says that while the US sees Russia's war in Ukraine as the most acute and immediate threat to international stability, the Biden administration believes China poses an even greater danger. Mr. Blinken says that while the United States does not seek to change China's political system, it does intend to work with its allies and partners to defend the international rules-based order.
We are not looking for conflict or a new Cold War. To the contrary, we're determined to avoid both. We don't seek to block China from its role as a major power, nor to stop China, or any other country for that matter, from growing their economy or advancing the interests of their people. But we will defend and strengthen the international law, agreements, principles, and institutions that maintain peace and security.
Victorian Nationals MP Darren Chester has confirmed he'll challenge the party's leader, Barnaby Joyce, for the position. The Nationals have faced some blame for the Coalition's big election loss over the weekend, despite holding on to all their seats. Some accuse Mr. Joyce of being electorally unpopular in inner-city seats and of dragging the previous government too far to the right. Mr. Chester has told Nine newspapers he believes his party needs to take some responsibility for the Coalition's poor electoral performance, and the way that the two work together in the future will determine whether they can return to government. The Nationals automatically spill the position after every election and will meet on Monday in Canberra to decide who will next take on the role. Nationals MP Anne Webster has publicly declared her bid for the deputy leadership, with former leader Michael McCormack and Mr. Littleproud also frontrunners. Parents of the children who were shot dead at a primary school in the US state of Texas this week say police did not act quickly enough to save those inside. 19 children and two teachers were shot dead by 18-year-old Salvador Ramos at Robb Elementary School in the small town of Uvalde, South Texas. Videos have emerged that suggest up to an hour passed between the time the attack began and the moment specially trained officers breached the fourth grade classroom where the gunman was killing people. Javier Cazares, father of Texas school shooting victim Jacqueline Cazares, says he believes authorities were not prepared.
Your job, you guys need to rush in. They said they rushed in and like and all that. Like we didn't see that, and we're from here to at least a house away. You know, I mean, we heard the shots. You know, we heard, but they're just telling us go back. And they're let's do our job, but their job is supposed to go in and save lives, not wait.
Meanwhile, students have walked out of schools across the United States in protest in the wake of the country's latest mass shooting. The Texas Rampage was the deadliest school shooting since the Sandy Hook massacre in December 2012 and has further inflamed debate over the country's gun laws. In sport, cricketer Andrew Simmons will be farewelled today at a public memorial service in Queensland. The former Test and limited overs champion died earlier this month, age 46, in a car crash at Harvey Range, about 50 kilometres from Townsville. Cricketing greats Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Darren Lehman, Jimmy Ma and Matthew Mott are expected to speak at the public memorial service at Townsville's Riverway Stadium this afternoon. Simmons has been remembered for his larrikin nature, and the memorial will be a no jacket, no tie service, which will also be live streamed. And now for today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, a possible early shower, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14 degrees. Canberra, possible fog, showers increasing, 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, early fog, then partly cloudy, 21. Newcastle, morning fog, then mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, much the same, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.